52 years ago, the village of St Breville's in the Forest of Dean was surrounded in scandal after the News of the World unveiled a hidden secret. Back in 1967, a photographer called G. Moore had photographed people in St Breville's for a book called A Fortunate Man. Now, the photos and the location were supposed to remain anonymous. But when the Sunday newspaper lifted the curtain of anonymity in a sensational article, the secret was out. And quite a few people weren't that happy. Now, 52 years on, those incredible photos are back in St Breville's for an exhibition at the St Breville's Assembly Rooms today and tomorrow. Let's find out a bit more from Roger Deeks, who's the co-director of Reading the Forest and joins us on the programme this morning. Roger, what an amazing story. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Oh, good morning, Steve. Yes, it's a fascinating story, and we're really delighted that we've managed to get these photographs. They come all the way from Switzerland, so they've been on display for a bit at the Hardwick Gallery, but they really, you might say, coming home to St Breville's, where most of them were originally taken in the village and around.
So just tell us about the book then. Why were they taken? What was the book about?
Well, the book was quite a major landmark book, because it was a combination of photographs by Jean Moore, who was a Swiss photographer, and his friend John Berger. Now, some listeners may have heard of him, but he was a very, very prominent art critic in the 60s, 70s, and indeed some of his books remain very important today. But the book was about a local doctor called Dr. John Eskill. In the book, he was called Dr. Sassel, and it really describes his day-to-day life. And it's called A Fortunate Man because it really sees him as somebody who's in quite a privileged position looking after a rural community. And of course, in those days, GPs did much more than a GP would do today, in the sense that they delivered babies, they did operations and so forth. So the book very much focused in words and pictures on that relationship. It was not without its irony, in the sense that the fortunate man, Dr. Eskill, unfortunately did commit suicide eventually. So there's quite a lot of interest in the book and what was behind it, but it's still used as a set text in the training of doctors.
Really? So yeah. All these years on, it's still being used. 52 years ago, first published.
Yes, it is. It is, because it's what you might call a humanist book. It's a very tender book about the way people live their lives and the doctor. But I think the core of it is still very valid, really, about that sort of relationship. So it's still used, and it's still of a lot of interest to people. So we hope today that people, the pictures in particular, they're very touching. They're compelling of people. What would be almost impossible today, to see people, being attended by their doctor at their most vulnerable moments. So they're really, really excellent pictures and quite moving. Unfortunately, we've got some of the people who are in them coming today. So 52 years later, there's people like Beck and Gretton and other characters of the village and the locality who actually remember, or vaguely remember, the photographs being taken and were part of the story. So we're really going to be delighted to see them this morning.
Brilliant, and well done on getting them to be part of this as well. What a lovely story. And just take us back, when the News of the World obviously decided they wanted to unveil the secrets behind this book, how much of an impact did that have on such a small community like St Breville's when it was splashed across the national news?
Well, my colleague Jason Griffiths from the university and I, last year we did an exhibition and had a series of talks and discussions, because the actual book prompted films as well. But we sort of opened up this question of how people felt, whether the News of the World was just sensationalising the story, really. And I don't think people were that much offended by being, as it were, in the book, as perhaps not knowing. It was more of a shock, really, because I think whereas today consent and everything has to be written and signed for, in those days it was just people came along and the doctor said to them, do you mind if these photographers take a picture of you? And people, of course, said that they didn't mind, and that was it. So
right, so they didn't even realise they were going to be in a book anyway. They didn't realise they were just going to be in a book and not known. They didn't have a clue they were going to be published.
No, I don't think they had it. I don't think most people, and I don't think even the authors knew that they would bring together the thing into such a successful book and it would have such an international reach. So
wow.
I think when they put the thing together, they perhaps hadn't anticipated quite the impact it would have. Can I just say, Steve, we've also got some undergraduate pictures there because in parallel with the exhibition, some students from the university have been out taking pictures of people at work in the forest, their everyday sort of activities and life. And we've got some of those, and it's sort of 52 years on, more pictures, really, of people in the Forest of Dean living really? Their daily lives. So I hope people come and see those as well.
It sounds like an amazing exhibition. If people fancy joining you, it's open today and tomorrow, isn't it? It's in Breville's Assembly Rooms.
Yeah, it's open today from 11 till 4, tomorrow from 10 till 4. And can I tell you, Steve, I live in the Forest of Dean, and it's absolutely beautiful. So if people want a day out and a chance to see these photographs, then they'd be doing a very sensible thing. It's lovely out here.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I'm going to try and get my... I just want to come and have a look myself. I think it's an amazing story. Well done to you and everybody involved in getting these photos back home where they belong for this exhibition. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Tell us about it as well, Roger.
Yeah, thank you, Steve.
Thank you ever so much. Bye. What an amazing story. St Breville's Assembly Rooms then today and tomorrow, if you fancy going along to see these photos back home 52 years after they were first published and sensationalised by the News of the World's. Wow, what a story.